In the Red Beret, Captain Ibrahim Traoré, Burkina Faso's new junta leader and self-appointed president. Thousands gathered in the capital in what seemed like a victory parade after Friday's coup. For the ousted Paul-Henri Damiba, grabbing power in the capital, Ouagadougou, proved easier than fighting armed groups in the north of the country, where soldiers face setbacks at the hands of armed groups linked to ISIL and Al-Qaeda. The state has lost control of almost half of the country. So now there is a new junta and a new leader. But the old challenges remain.
We are in the streets not because we support a coup or encourage it, but to find unity and truth. We are here to support our military, to find peace, because we have suffered so much at the hands of terrorists.
Away from the capital is an unfolding humanitarian crisis. Almost 2 million people are displaced, fleeing clashes and violence. Most are children. Malnutrition is common. Armed groups prevent aid agencies from delivering help.
Ousted junta leader Damiba, who took over in a coup last January, promised to resolve the humanitarian and security situation. But despite the military support of France, the former colonial power, Burkina's forces have been overrun.
Supporters of the coup burnt tires in front of the French embassy and looted French-owned businesses. They blamed France for their losses. This demonstrator says he hopes the new junta in power will follow the example of neighboring Mali, where the Russian security company Wagner has been brought in to fight armed groups. Long live Burkina Faso, they chant. Long live Russia. On a pickup truck, a soldier involved in the coup waves a Russian flag. This is a blow to France and the West, who are losing their influence in the Sahel. A desire for change, born of disarray and desperation. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Dakar.